This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, July 16th. God's word for you today is pronounce it. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 22, verse 28. And it says, you will pronounce something to be, and it will make it so. Light will break out across all of your paths. When you pray, three things must be in place. When you come to engage the supernatural in order to change things in the spiritual, the first is believe. When you pray, believe, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. So when you pray, believe. Secondly, when you pray, forgive. Make up your mind today to forgive everyone that has hurt you. The person or what the person did is not worth depriving yourself of your blessings. They have upset you already. They have hurt you already. So you might as well let them go so that you can receive all that God has for you. You might as well receive your healing. Someone said, when you give, you get wealthy. When you forgive, you get healthy. And it is so true. You get healthy physically. You get healthy spiritually. Nothing can stop the life in you when your heart is void of bitterness. Nothing. When you pray, believe, forgive, and when you pray, say. I know that we have dealt with these three things recently, but if it is coming up again, it means we need to pay attention. When you engage the supernatural, use your voice, use your words, engage your vocal cords to influence the supernatural in your favor. It is your words that control the supernatural. It is your voice that you use to shape things in your favor. With your voice, you take your rights and make them your reality. God is going to give you creative ideas. You will have unprecedented creative energy to bring things to pass in the name of Jesus. But the first step in the creative process is prophesy. Even in the natural, because man is a spirit, man does not create anything without first prophesying it. No structure is built without the architect prophesying it. They even write the vision down and make it plain in diagrams. They prophesy. Even medical doctors, when they want to perform a surgery, they verbalize what they're going to do. Every creative endeavor starts with someone prophesying. In sports, every team has a strategy and they prophesy it. It is a strategy, and if they have enough creative energy, they will bring it to pass. That is how God works. Amos 3 verse 7 to 8 says, surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret plan to his servant, the prophet. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? His prophets can. His prophets can't help but prophesy. God does not do a thing without revealing it to his children. The word becomes like fire in them. They begin to talk about it, to prophesy it. Because God can do anything, he needs his people to speak forth what he wants to do. For everything God wants to do in your life, today you will receive the creative energy to prophesy them into reality in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I come believing, I come forgiving every hurt, and I come declaring your secret plans. Let it be as you have spoken it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.